Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Monday, October 14th, 2013. Well, 10 years ago, members of Theatre and Company, which had come to Kitchener, split off to start their own theatre company. Well, since that start, Lost and Found Theatre has produced quality stage plays, promoted local and up-and-coming playwrights, and encouraged youth to look at a career in theatre. Kathleen Sheehy, a founding member of Lost and Found Theatre, is on the phone with us tonight to talk about what's in store for the company's 10th anniversary season. But first, let's listen to Forever Rain from John Bauer's Roots of Worship CD.
You are good, you are good, when there's nothing good in me. You are love, on display for all to see. You are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sin. You are peace, when my fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death has lost its sting. Oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. You are more than my words will ever say. You are Lord, all creation will proclaim. You are here, in your presence I'm made whole. You are God, of all else I'm letting go. Oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. My heart will sing, no other name. Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name. Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name. Jesus, Jesus.
Before we get to our interview with Kathleen, let's listen to a clip from a June 2011 interview with Richard Quinnell, another member of Lost and Found Theatre. In terms of how this all came about, maybe you can go back and give us a little bit of the history of Lost and Found Theatre. You mentioned Theatre and Company and some of the people that were involved with that.
Where it began. Theatre and Company was a missions trip for most of the members when they came from various parts of not only Canada but the United States. And after several years of producing really fine theatre and building the King Street Theatre Centre, there was a parting of the ways of the Theater and Company Ensemble, and most of the core members separated and created Lost and Found Theater. And it was only after that that I became involved specifically with Lost and Found, and all those core members that were originally with Theater and Company.
Mm-hmm.
Theater and Company, unfortunately, shortly after that, folded and failed as a theater, but Lost and Found remains.
And now to our interview with Kathleen Shee. Good evening, Kathleen.
Good evening.
Now, we're taping this interview the day after Naked, the first show of Lost and Found Theater's 10th season opened. Why this particular play?
Well, we have a real sense of commitment to local playwrights, so whenever possible, we like to develop and present the work of local playwrights. We ended last season with a play by Kitchener playwright Donna Mossel that was actually based on a local story, and we opened this season with another Kitchener playwright.
Now, in terms of this play, Naked and That, what was the audience's reaction last night?
They were a fantastic audience. For anybody out there who's ever done any live performing, it makes such a huge difference if the audience is really along for the ride and running with you, and they were definitely doing that last night. So they energized us quite a bit, and they were having a great time.
Well, I know that there's a special reaction and interaction between actors and audiences, and that whole interaction is what makes live theater the experience that it is.
Yeah, for sure.
How did it go for you? You were one of the actors in the play. That how did it go for you? What's your feeling as you're looking back on that opening night?
Well, this has been a demanding play. I have found it's there's three actors in it, but the one actor isn't on very much, so it's really primarily Terry Barnett and myself out there, and there's 13 scenes in Act One.
Wow!
So there's a lot of changes that we have to make, and those 13 scenes cover the course of 6 days. So it's just been interesting keeping track of where we are as we go along through Act One. So I have found that to be a bit of a challenge, and it's a little bit of a physical challenge for me too, because I have a couple of falls that I have to do in this play, and I'm not the most athletic person out there. So it's been it's been so much fun. Terry is a hoot to work opposite. He's just a riot. And Gord Cameron, who plays Stedman, the neighbor, is, as I said, not on stage very much, but when he's on stage, he's got everybody's 100% attention. He's just fantastic.
Quick synopsis. What's the play about?
Well, it's two siblings, Maggie and her brother Michael. Maggie is super type A, and Michael is Mr. Seize the Moment, laissez-faire, you know, whatever happens, happens kind of guy. And he's been living with their older sister in the family home for a few years now. The older sister is an interesting character. She's whom we never see, since people will be hearing this after the show closes. I may as well go ahead and tell you. You never actually end up seeing her. But she's claustrophobic and agoraphobic, and she's living upstairs in her bedroom. So I come home for a visit and find everything in what I consider to be total disarray. Michael's got crap all over the living room floor, and my sister is holed up in her room. And so I try to fix everything, and Michael doesn't really want to be fixed. So comedy ensues.
Looking at the whole thing and going back and looking at the company and that, you survived that whole near-death experience last year. Your supporters came through, and the funds that you needed to continue came through. What have been some of the other challenges that Theater and Company has faced? Sorry, Lost and Found Theater. My mistake.
That's right. We do it too.
That Lost and Found Theater has gone through over this past decade.
Well, it was hard to lose a few of our founding members that we had worked with for many years at Theater and Company. Mike Peng and Kate Holt moved out to Edmonton about 7 years ago. Mike was pursuing his MFA in directing, and Kate has family out there, so they've pretty much settled out there. It doesn't look like they'll be coming back anytime soon. And Andrew Lakin moved out to Vancouver to work in a Christian ministry out there, and So, you know, we really feel the loss of not having those guys on board with us here. They just brought a huge amount of energy and talent to the company. But we've been fortunate in that we've attracted some other amazing people like Christy Ziss and Terry Barna to the ensemble. So the energy is evolving, but it's great. It's still there. So that was really tough. That was really tough to lose those guys. Major challenge.
What have been some of the highlights? What have been some of the high points in the 10 years?
Well, for personal highlight for me, and I think others in the company would say this as well, I'm just so thrilled with the fact that we were able to develop and produce the world premiere of Gary Kirkham's play, Falling Awake. That was just, I absolutely love that play. I could do that play for the rest of my life. Just absolutely love it. And it's really gone places. It's had a couple of United States productions. It's been produced around Canada. It's been translated into Italian. It's going to be produced in Rome and in Naples, I think sometime next year. So the play has really, really gone places, and it's just a real source of pride to us that we were able to bring that to fruition.
In terms of the company itself and sort of the thing, the highs and lows that you've had to go through, has there ever been a point in time where the company's looked at it and said, maybe we should just go off on doing something else? Or has there always been that sense of, you know, this is where we're supposed to be, and as difficult as it is for theater in Canada, we're going to pursue this and persevere?
Yeah. There are certainly are times when we have felt some dismay and some discouragement. The patron numbers are still not what we would like them to be. You know, back in the old days when we were part of Theater and Company, more than 10 years ago, there was a subscriber base of 1,000 patrons. And we don't tend to even quite break the 1,000 mark in attendance at our shows. So that's a little discouraging because you think, you know, we're still beavering away here. And where do those people go? So that can be a little bit discouraging, but we really have a loyal cheering section among our patron base, people who have been following our work since when we were still part of Theater and Company. And, you know, as long as we get the sense that people want what we have to offer, we'll keep doing it. None of us has any desire to make big changes in our approach to our art in order to bring in an audience. So that, I mean, we figure if people don't want what it is we feel we're uniquely positioned to provide, then that's that. But it's just good to know that there's some people out there saying, no, we really want to see you guys continue.
Yeah, I want to continue on that, but what we need to do is take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our guest, Lost and Found Theater Company member Kathleen Sheehy. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty. I believe in.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Mighty to Save from John Bauer's Roots of Worship CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Lost and Found Theater's Kathleen Sheehy. Kathleen, just before that we went to the break, you were talking about the subscriber base and the patron base and not being where you want it to be. It can't be because of the quality of the shows. I mean, I've seen some Lost and Found Theater shows in the past, and the quality is there. What do you think contributes to the fact that it's just so difficult for any theater right now to attract people to thing and get bums in seats?
Well, yeah, we certainly are in good company, and it's not just theater companies. It's I would venture to say that if you talk to the symphony, they would also say that just trying to maintain or increase patron and subscription numbers has been a real challenge. I think we're all facing it. I don't know. I mean, it's easy to blame it on technology and say, well, you know, you're already paying $90 a month or whatever to have cable into your home. Why go out when you can sit there and have this mind-boggling array of stuff to choose from on your television? But I think that is a factor. People just decide that they don't want to go out. And work life is so insane these days. You can never get away from your work. It used to be, you know, you'd go home from the office, and that would be pretty much it until you went in the next day. But now with everybody being accessible 24/7 through, I started out with pagers, which seems so innocuous now. You can never get away from it. So I think it's hard for people to make a decision to get themselves out of their house and get out and do something. So I think that's all part of it.
And I think the economy is a simple factor as well.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and of course the other thing is too is KWRE, you've had a decrease in some of the businesses and industries, and often some patron bases come from that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at this being your 10th anniversary season, any special plans for the company to celebrate it?
Well, we're thrilled to pieces that we have finally received operating funding from the Ontario Arts Council. That's something we've been pursuing for
Hooray.
Several years now. So that came through. And one of the things that we're planning to do to celebrate that is to hire in some part-time general management kind of help, which will free the rest of us up to concentrate more on the artistic side of the company. Lost and Found was created by artists that left Theater and Company, and we didn't bring tons of administrative talent with us. So there is some among us, but none of us were the development people or the business manager type people. So we've been pinch hitting at that for 10 years now, and it'll be great to get somebody in who that is really his or her skill set and something that they like to do. So that's going to be, I'm going to have a big party when we find that person.
Yeah, no, because you held down the fort for that as well. What are some of the shows that you're going to be doing for this 10th anniversary season?
Well, as I said, we'll just have closed Naked by the time this airs, and we're looking forward to our other main stage show in March, which is not a new play, but it's never been done in this area. It's How It Works by Daniel, who's a well-known Canadian playwright who's still being very prolific. So his work is just amazing. Some of his stuff has been seen in this area. Some years ago, Theater and Company did one of his plays, but this particular one has never been seen. And then we're filling in the spaces between Naked and How It Works with some staged readings. We're going to be bringing back Charles Dickens Writes a Christmas Carol. That was written by our own Richard Quinnell, and that'll be at the Registry and also at Forward Church in Cambridge. We'll be doing a Lost and Found Christmas variety show at the Waterloo Region Museum, and that will be involving some guest artists from the community, as well as a few members of Lost and Found's ensemble. We're also looking to do The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, based on the original BBC radio comedy.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of great feedback when we start putting the word out that we're going to be doing that.
Well, I've seen the British TV show, which was actually just a filmed version of the radio broadcast, and if you're a real Hitchhikers fan, that's the one that you go back to.
That's the one
all
to
the
check
time.
Out.
Yes,
we're hoping we can do it justice.
Yes.
And then we're going to wrap up with a reading of a new play called A Requiem for Sherlock Holmes, which is adapted from a few different works by Sir Conan Doyle. So, yeah, we've got quite a few fun things.
Yeah, and just wanting to go back to Daniel McIver again. If I recall correctly, wasn't one of his productions nominated for a Tony?
Oh, quite possibly.
At
you know,
one point?
I'm afraid I haven't done my homework on that, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Okay. If people are interested, they want to get a little bit more about Theater and Company and
Lost
and Found Theater. I kept knowing. I knew I was going to do that. Anyway, Lost and Found Theater. How can they do that, especially if they're wanting to see some of the plays?
The best place is our website, lostandfoundtheater.ca.
Right, and you don't have the ampersand in there. You're actually using the word.
Right, you have to say A-N-D. I guess the ampersand confuses the internet somehow.
Okay. Well, Kathleen, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Separate, even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have new mercies for me every day. Your love never fails.
Changes from the Roots of Worship CD by John Bauer. I'm your host, Robert White, and I want to thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Kathleen Sheehy. If you miss a broadcast and you want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, www.selahministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's selawministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.